today on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? See them. You need to take your grow to the next level. You got questions or you've been growing for a long time. Doesn't matter. They got everything for everyone and everything in between. So go see them. Smith Indoor Garden. They got you covered, man. Well, Florida cops got a pointed response when they asked a crook, is that a crossbow in your pants or are you just glad to see us? Officers were called to investigate a heist at a True Value store where employees reported that two crossbows has been swiped. When they examined surveillance video, the deputy saw Darren Durant walk into the store, grab a pair of cutting tools off the shelf before cutting the zip ties off the crossbow. Then Durant managed to stuff the crossbow down his pants leaving the store undetected.
What kind of pants is this guy? JNCOs?
He's got extra large. JNCOs are the only ones you could steal a crossbow from.
What?
He was taken into custody after running from a deputy in a nearby Walgreens parking lot. Do you want to get an arrow in the penis? Because this is a great way to get an arrow in the penis.
Could you imagine? Oh
God, what would be worse, shooting yourself in the penis or an arrow?
Right there. I don't know, man. Either or, but the arrow's like pulling and tearing things.
Yeah,
know?
I feel like obviously a gunshot to the groin. I mean, it's just going to blow it. Okay, whatever. Blow everything off. You know, more than likely. Arrow, yeah, that thing. Just, I don't know. I feel like that would be.
It's like one of those cartoon guns at the end. You know, it's just frayed out at the end. Blown off, dude.
Yeah, it's like when Bugs Bunny put his finger down the barrel of Elmer Fudd's gun. That's what it looks like.
Blown off.
What is it with these people just shoving dangerous things down their pants? Just stop it, man.
You got to put it somewhere to get out of that store, man. And hey, that's the risk you got to take.
Put it in the back. Why are you putting it in the front? Yeah. Do you feel more secure of it that way? Like, I mean, you can put it down the back of the waistband.
Right. And they're not smart enough to go get a job and actually pay for it. So I'm sure they're not smart enough to put it in the back.
Put it on the side. I mean, who's going to judge you? Yeah. No, I'm going to put it right in the front. I'm going to have barrel down towards my most prized possession.
Interesting grab, too, a crossbow, you know?
Yeah. It couldn't have been that big. Maybe it was like one of those compact ones. You know how they have like the fancy ones that don't go out? Mm-hmm. I don't know. God, could you imagine getting shot with a bow? I just keep thinking about that
one?
Now. I've shot plenty.
A crossbow?
Oh, crossbows, yeah. Dude, those got some kick, man.
My dad made one in high school, and he still has it. That's dude, it takes Andre the Giant to cock this thing back. I'm telling you. But once you do, you're like, oh, my God. Look,
crossbows are dangerous enough. Now you got your dad making crossbows. Dear God.
Yeah. This thing is sweet, too. Dude.
How'd Hunter die? It's a homemade crossbow. School, yeah, that's what. Yeah, of course it is. A homemade crossbow.
It's not a wimpy crossbow, that's for sure.
That is one of the most. Crossbows are dangerous enough. Now let's add homemade to the. Oh, yeah, that'll be fine. Hey, you want to shoot my homemade crossbow? No, I do not.
It's a hard trigger pull, boy, but once you.
How'd Hunter die? Crossbow. Homemade crossbow. Oh, that's all you got to say. Homemade crossbow, you know, is not going to end well. But anyway, yeah, this guy's arrested and he won't be shooting his crossbow anytime soon. So, all right, that is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.